Lecture 3, Schliemann and Mycenae.
Hello and welcome back to our series of lectures on ancient Greek civilization. In the last lecture, we looked at the world of Minoan Crete, the first of the two great Bronze Age civilizations that we have from the Greek world. And at the end of that lecture, I was talking about Sir Arthur Evans and suggesting that Evans was in a way the creator of what we know about that Bronze Age culture. When you look at the frescoes at Knossos, we see not just what was there, but also the restorations done by Evans and his draftsmen. When we turn to the second of the great Bronze Age cultures, that of Mycenaean Greece, the Bronze Age culture of the mainland, we find yet again that we are beholden to the work of one great archaeologist. And like Evans, the great archaeologist who uncovered for us Mycenaean Greece, Heinrich Schliemann, was not a professional scholar. In fact, he was anything but. He had been a businessman in the early part of his life. He had made a fortune on the California gold fields, not by digging for gold, but rather by providing goods to the gold diggers. And the fortune that he made allowed him, as a middle-aged man, to turn his attention to his true love, which was the world of Homer, the epic world of the Greeks. And armed with Homer as his guide, he quite simply set off to find the places which Homer had described, the places which had been the homeland of those Bronze Age Greeks whom Homer called the Achaeans. And when, in 1876, he excavated at Mycenae, he uncovered the traces of a glorious Bronze Age culture, a wealthy society, which he took to be the homeland of Homer's Mycenaean Greeks, the Achaeans. In fact, there's a wonderful story told of Schliemann's work at Mycenae. He first came across two grave circles, and within these grave circles, he was able to find a number of shaft graves that had been dug down through the soil and into the rock. And at the bottom of one of these, having excavated all the material above, he came down upon what he claimed to be the remains of one of Homer's Achaean kings. Now, of course, the great king who ruled at Mycenae in Homer's poems is Agamemnon. And when Schliemann got to the bottom of this shaft grave, he came upon a gold mask, a death mask, which had been placed over the ancient king. And according to Schliemann and a telegram that he later sent, when he lifted the gold faceplate off for a second, he saw the face of Agamemnon. It's a wonderful story, and in a way it sums up everything that is both wonderful and terrible about Schliemann. That is to say, his flair for the dramatic, his understanding of what would excite his audience, made archaeology internationally famous and the culture of the Greeks internationally famous, and yet there is always a question of how much was fabricated by this very gifted storyteller. And I don't mean Homer, I mean Schliemann. Now, subsequent work carried on at Mycenae by generations of British, Greek, and American archaeologists. Subsequent work has added more nuance to the story of what Schliemann originally found. And we now know that the civilization which he uncovered in the shaft graves was in fact a civilization flourishing around 1600 and 1500 BC. Some 300 to 400 years earlier than the supposed date of the Trojan War, which Schliemann thought that he was uncovering archaeologically. So in fact, he was down even below the levels of Agamemnon or Priam and excavating something earlier. A Bronze Age culture located in the mainland of Greece that was already reaching a peak of wealth and power after 1600 BC. The grave goods that came from the shaft graves are extraordinarily rich, and they justify the label that Homer gave to Mycenae, which is Mycenae rich in gold. They also create a problem for us, because Greece is not rich in gold. And the question arises, where did this material wealth come from?